Foundations in Education, Module 3, Journal Reflection. How to Teach Positive Self-Talk in the Classroom by Erin Vanderwood. In my classroom, I would teach positive self-talk using various different methods. The reason I would choose more than one method to teach in my classroom is because there are different types of learners that make up the dynamics of your classroom. You need to take this into consideration when focusing on a skill you want to work on in the classroom outside of your regular classroom planning. As a classroom is made up of various different learners, they all think and go through the same situations in different ways. So as a teacher trying to teach positive self-talk, I need to take into consideration the ways people think and then talk to themselves about how they feel a situation is in the classroom. The child who looks at a situation with no middle ground and only one solution in the situation and feeling that anything less than perfect is a failure is considered a black or white thinker. With this child, I would show them that there is an option to consider the gray area, which will then hopefully bring more positivity to the situation. The second type of student I would need to focus on would be the person who ignores or discounts positive factors by focusing on negative aspects of a situation. We call this mental filtering. They tend to use words such as terrible, awful, frightful, and devastating. In order to help the student, I would need to ask the student to look for evidence for good things that have happened throughout their day. The third type of student that would need help with a positive self-talk would be what we called or consider a mind reader. They think they know what the other person is thinking. In order to help the student out, I would need to ask them to verify to see if they know what the other person is actually thinking. The fourth and final type of student would be considered a catastrophizer. This student's mindset is always thinking in the worst case scenario. They are constantly asking themselves what if questions. In order to assist the type of student, I would need to sit down with them and be realistic with them about the chances of a catastrophe actually happening. With these four types of students in your classroom, you will always also need to consider the children that deal with their whispering self. When focusing on the topic of positive self-talk, there are two categories. Their comments can fall under one is good whispers and the other is bad whispers. As an educational assistant and a teacher, you need to be very aware of this during the day because this can either generate positive or negative behavior. There are two important aspects you need to consider when being a teacher or an EA. They are having respect for your students by greeting them or respecting their time by ending your class on time. The other is being optimistic. When you are optimistic in your job, the students will feed off of your positivity. This will encourage students to give birth to their positive self-talk. All in all, if you embrace every student for who they are, you will see a difference in your classroom. One last thing to remember is to accept everyone for who they are, and that also includes their cultural backgrounds. You then will see your hard work put to practice through the students you teach during their day. As long as you stay positive, your students will stay positive and their positive self-talk will be a success. References. Perky W. 2000, What Students Say to Themselves, Internal Dialogue and School Success, page 66-75.